And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Singer and songwriter Jewel burst onto the music scene in the mid-90s with her own blend of folk, pop, and soul music with her multi-platinum debut album, Pieces of You. She is the co-founder of the Wellness Your Way Festival, which hit Cincinnati on October 11th through 13th at the Duke Energy Convention Center. It's our pleasure to welcome Grammy Award-winning singer Jewel to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Jewel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us this morning. Now, first of all, I want to start out by talking about music, which I'm sure is one of your biggest passions. You've written so many hit songs. What inspires you musically, and what was the writing process like for some of your biggest hits?
I've always written for myself. It was a medicine that I needed. I moved out when I was 15 and grew up in an abusive household, and I knew that statistically I should repeat the cycle I was raised by, and I didn't want to be a statistic. And so I really turned to writing to try and help me emotionally. Instead of turning to alcohol or drugs, I really wanted to figure out how to be a happy person. Was it learnable? Was it teachable? And I really was just writing about that journey. I first started writing songs when I was 16. I hitchhiked across the states and hopped trains and then hitchhiked through Mexico. And I wrote Who'll Save Your Soul on that trip, and that was my very first song and the one that really started it all.
Oh, wow. Look at that. So at the age of 15 and 16, and I have a almost 15-year-old, it's hard to believe that at that age you had so much insight into the world and knew that that would be your therapy.
Yeah, I guess it was just a survival mechanism. My family was musical. I grew up singing in bars, so I had seen a lot of people use alcohol to try and medicate their pain, and I saw it didn't work. I always saw the very worst end of, you know, worst case scenario after a lifetime of using. So I tried to make a deal with myself that I would try and handle my feelings as they came, and writing is what really allowed that. I had a very creative family, so it was an outlet that was available to me, and I read a lot, and somehow it just turned into writing songs.
Okay. And so on the music front, you know, we would love to hear something new from you. So anything new or anything exciting that you're working on that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I've actually been writing a new record. I didn't think I'd be doing a mainstream release again, but since I had my son, he's 8 now. I did an indie folk record probably in 2015 where I just did it really small, and I thought that's how I'd keep doing it so that I could be a full-time mom. But I really got the bug about a year ago, and so I've been writing. I've written probably 150 songs for this record to finally get 12 that I like. So I'm really excited. I love the songs that I've written, and I'm really excited to go ahead and take it out in the world.
So did motherhood change your kind of your outlook on the world, or maybe serve as inspiration for some of these 150 songs that you wrote? That's amazing.
Well, it'd be amazing if all 150 were good, but
I'm sure they are.
Motherhood definitely changed how I work and how I'm willing to work. My job, you know, to break folk music at the height of grunge took so much sweat and blood and tears that I didn't think I could ever do it again with a child. So I'm just going to see if I can work smarter and not harder this time, because I really feel the world, oddly, is at a real similar place as it was when I came out in the 90s. People are in pain, and we don't really know what to do with it. And that's all I've ever learned how to do is, what do I do with pain, and what do we do with it?
All right, good. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're speaking to Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Jewel. She is the co-founder of this event coming up here in Cincinnati, Wellness Your Way Festival. Now, tell us about this festival, because, as I mentioned, you co-founded this event. It's not that you're just going to show up, but this is a passion of yours. Why fitness? Why health? Why did you want to go there?
You know, I got discovered when I was homeless. I wasn't trying to get discovered. It was just, you know, I grew up bar singing, and I thought maybe when I was homeless I could just get a gig and maybe get off the street. And I got discovered by accident, and I almost didn't sign my record deal because, again, I just knew how much emotional baggage I had, and God forbid I ever got famous. That's usually a recipe for disaster. So I went and really thought about it, and could I psychologically handle the pressures of having a career and going for it. And I decided to go ahead and do it as long as I made myself a deal that my number one priority would be to be a happy whole human and to learn how to be a happy whole human. Number two, my job would be to be a musician. And I never stepped against that order. That's why I took years between records. That's why I always took the type of creative risks I did, is because I couldn't always handle it psychologically, and I had to stop for a couple years and really adjust and make sure I was being a good human. And so I studied nutrition. I was sick a lot. I looked at food as medicine. I started studying nutrition when I was about 15 in herbology, as well as fitness. You know, I was called the chubby Renee Zellweger when I came out, but I didn't want to get an eating disorder just to please the masses. So I had to learn how to be fit and healthy the right way. And then mindfulness, you know, I was having panic attacks and I was agoraphobic, and I really had to develop a series of tools that would help me overcome my anxiety and retrain my brain. And recently they were turned into a set of exercises that I've posted on a charity website. It's called jewelneverbroken.com. Anybody suffering from anxiety or want to learn how to be the observer of your thoughts so not every thought and feeling is hijacking you, can go there. And so I wanted to put all these things together into a wellness festival where I could help democratize wellness, give people good access to great information. So there's speaker series, there's physical fitness with like the top, you know, physical fitness influencers. There's meditation, there's food, there's swag, tons of free products, because a lot of companies are coming out and kind of showing us what their latest and greatest is.
All right, good. So it sounds like a lot of fun. So let's talk about this now. The event is coming up on October 11th through 13th at the Duke Energy Convention Center right here in Cincinnati. Now, you'll have food cooking demonstrations, and not just anyone will be doing these demonstrations. You have celebrities that will be coming out. Tell us about who we can expect if we come out to this event. Who can we expect to see behind a stove or behind a bar grill? What?
Yeah, Jen Weiderstrom, Joy Bauer, you might know her from, what is it, the Today Show? Gosh, I should know it so bad.
Yes.
We have top speakers and, you know, the mindfulness panels. We have amazing fitness trainers like the Tone It Up Girls. They were a huge hit in Denver when we did this. We have Tony Horton from P90X music as well. So there'll be Group Love and Red Foo and Willie Jones. Yeah, it's really fun, and it's something for all the kids. My son really loves the ninja, with the, you know, the American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
We have a course for kids, which my son is all about, and the NFL and the NBA and a bunch of people come out to make things that are really fun for kids, and the kids are free under 12 years of age, so it's really fun.
All right. And so I understand that you're hosting this competition for opening act. What is that about? Tell me about that. That sounds very interesting.
I think music is a huge part of wellness, so I really wanted this to really include a lot of music. And I love young singer-songwriters and young talent and giving them a leg up. So we're doing a nationwide talent search, but mostly focusing on the Ohio area. And you can enter. You can go to the website at wellnessyourwayfestival.com and learn about the talent show but contest. And then me and my dad, who, you know, taught me to sing, and some other people will judge, and then the winner gets to open up for Red Foo and Group Love and Willie Jones. So it's a really cool thing. We really enjoyed it last time.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Jewel. Jewel is the co-founder of the Wellness Your Way Festival. The festival comes to Cincinnati next weekend, October 11th through 13th, at the Duke Energy Convention Center. For more information, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Okay, so I have to ask you this now. This is the second year for the event, for the festival. You started off, your first event was actually here in Cincinnati the first time you did it. What made you choose Cincinnati as the start, the kickoff for this particular festival?
I was looking for a partnership with a company that really walked the talk, that wasn't just saying, you know, to consumers like, hey, we're wanting to do the right thing in the world, but we're actually busy doing it. And I found that partner in Kroger. They've been an incredible company. They really believe in food as medicine, which I think is a really important thing. We can cure diabetes and overcome heart disease and all kinds of things just by looking at our food as medicine. And they've just been an incredible support, and their headquarters is there. And so that's why we started in Cincinnati.
All right, good. And so what did you learn from the first festival, the first year of doing this, that's going to make this second year even better right here in Cincinnati for the Wellness Your Way Festival?
Oh, my gosh, getting the word out for sure. letting people know we're in town. You know, we're a new festival. This will also be happening during Blink, I think, and the Queen Bee Marathon. So there'll be a lot of people in town, but I'm trying to let people know about us because it's a really fun event. I've worked really hard curating it and getting great information. So we just hope to get people out and get the whole family out.
All right.
And I still have lots to learn.
All right.
We're just feeling our way through it.
Okay. And for those that are just huge Jewel fans and they just want to come out and see you perform or see you speak, what will you be doing and where can we see you? When and where can we see you, Jewel, at the Wellness Your Way Festival?
I will be giving different talks on mindfulness, leading meditation panels, giving scientific information about it. I'm doing a mindfulness and music talk and performance. And, oh, I just found I sing Friday night at 6:30. I just found it.
I love it. So why should our listeners come out to this event? It's Wellness Your Way Festival on October 11th through 13th at Duke Energy Convention Center. Why should our listeners come out?
It's a really fun event. We have something for everyone, the whole family, from first responders stations where I learned how to break down a door. That was super fun. My son had so much fun learning about that. And you can really learn about wellness and mental health with your whole family and really make good decisions for yourself and for your family. And it's something healthy to do with your whole family, which is nice because it's fun and good food and free swag and good talks and music. What's not to love?
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us again, Jewel. Again, the event is Wellness Your Way. It takes place October 11th through 13th at Duke Energy Convention Center. If our listeners would like to find out more, Jewel, how can they find out more?
They can go to wellnessyourwayfestival.com.
Thank you so much, Jewel. We love you. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. And good luck with the event.
Thanks for your help. I really appreciate it.
We've been speaking to multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Jewel. Remember, more information about the Wellness Your Way Festival, which will take place again on October 11th through 13th at the Duke Energy Convention Center, can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, as well as all the other information about any of the guests that we featured this morning. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.